Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Richard Cohn, welcome to Authors Beyond Words on HealthyLife.net. I have the pleasure today of introducing our audience to a very, very wonderful author whose name is Penny Pierce. And I'd love to read just a little bit and tell you just a little bit about her background. Penny is an internationally recognized pioneer in the field of intuition development. And she has traveled around the world as a trainer and coach to business executives, government leaders, scientists, psychologists, and those on a spiritual path. Penny has been affiliated with the Center for Applied Intuition, the Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution, the Intuition Network, the San Francisco Learning Cafe, training for entrepreneurs, the Kaiser Institute, training for hospital CEOs, healthcare consultants, and philanthropists, and the Arlington Institute for Futurists. She has worked with shamans, led spiritual tours to Peru, Egypt, Mount Fuji, and the American Southwest, and has been a TV talk show host. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about Penny, go to www.pennypierce.com, and I'll spell that. Penny is P-E-N-N-E-Y, Pierce, P-E-I-R-C-E.com. Penny, thank you for coming on our show today.
Oh, it's really my pleasure, Richard. I always enjoy talking with you all.
Well, I enjoy talking with you, and we certainly have enjoyed the many years that we have worked together and the many books that you have produced that truly help make a difference in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been, let's see, it's been about 15 years ago, the first edition of your book, Frequency, The Power of Personal Vibration, came out. And it has since sold more than over 100,000 copies. And now you've created an expanded 15th anniversary edition. Would you let our audience know what's new in this updated edition? And why did it seem the time was right for this new information?
Yeah. Part of what I wrote in Frequency is that everything has a frequency, we do, but the energy on the planet seems to be accelerating and moving from a lower kind of vibration to a higher one, and it's been happening for years. But as time speeds on, you know, it seems like it's been happening in the last couple of years very rapidly, meaning that our bodies start to vibrate faster, and as that happens, our emotions vibrate higher, and we get more overstimulated, and then we have a new kind of thinking starts to come in. Everything's affected. And especially, I feel, in the last 2 years, there have been so many, when we call it upgrades, I guess, to our way of being in the world and how we know things, that I just felt like I should categorize some of these new things that were happening to people, because my friends and I and a lot of my clients are talking about these things that are happening to them, you know. And so I really wanted to start to address that and bring the whole idea of frequency dynamics, in other words, how we work with frequency and vibration, up to a higher level. So it just seemed like a perfect timing to do this anniversary edition.
I totally agree with you. I think based on what you just shared, this is something that individuals can reflect on and see how things are happening in their own lives. And I know for me, it seems like time is speeding up. And you mentioned that getting overstimulated, not only on the social media side of things, it seems like the information overload that's coming in here for everyone on the planet. But when you're speaking of the frequency of the planet itself, can you talk a little bit about the combination of that frequency of the planet increasing and also what the effects of the social media are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so right on that. It's almost like there's so many, like I'm not even wanting to use my cell phone and get on all the apps because there's so many ways that people come into you now and can get, you know, your attention. It's like everyone's vying for attention. I can't process it all, you know, sometimes. But I feel like, you know, this higher frequency, it actually does affect the way we experience time. And because it's causing us to be more and more focused in the present moment. So rather than projecting ourselves out along a timeline into the future or the past, there's a transformation of our consciousness that's happening by us focusing really in the body, in the present moment, and then seeing things radiate out around us into a big ball. And that ball can be small, and that's our physical reality or aura, you know, it's kind of like an aura, or you can expand it and raise your frequency, and it goes into the sensitive and emotional vibe, and then if you raise it more, it goes out and you start to be able to make all this stuff known in your mind and think and create in that way. And if you expand it even more, like through meditation or something, you go out into higher frequency realms into, you know, knowing a lot about even like the Akashic Records or the memory banks of the planet, or being able to work with non-physical beings. And a lot of these things are becoming very common, you know. But at the same time, the mental zone is getting incredibly overstimulated, just like you said, you know, with AI coming in now, and it's like really impinging on our, I think, hopeful in some ways, but for me it's like it's replacing or seeming to replace our creativity and our uniqueness and how we create as human beings. So it's almost like we really have to focus on our intuition strongly and our right brain consciousness to balance out with all of this high-tech stimulation, you know, that's making the left brain go on overdrive. So all the social media is very superficial. It doesn't go into the body very much. It kind of triggers the dopamine and all of that, but it doesn't really let you feel into deeper levels of life. And so that's really what I'm all about, you know, is to try to feel into things, go down into the core and enter the non-physical realm of all physical life and see what that's like. And we can make changes, you know, at that non-physical level. We can shift things with attention, with thought, and then the physical will follow. And I think that's one of the symptoms now of our increasing frequency these days, is that people are starting to get that. Are you noticing that too?
I am. And I'm noticing that, well, for instance, serendipity, coincidence, that, that these things are happening faster and faster. And it's like the universe is presenting opportunities all the time. It's just a smorgasbord of choice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another place where we have to use intuition. And, you know, intuition is really frequency-based, a lot of it. If you think about it, how do we make decisions about what to pay attention to and give our attention to more accurately, or what doesn't feel quite right? So we have to shift into that sensing. And I think part of the frequency acceleration is that we are becoming ultra-sensitive to energy information. So you get social media stuff coming, you get invitations. Each one of those things has a frequency. And the question is in ourselves, is does that match who I am and who I want to be and who I'm becoming? Or is that an old me? Does that relate to my old frequencies that I'm really bored with and that I don't really need? So a lot of it is this on the wavelength, you know, on my harmonious wavelength? And if you drop your vibration down too low, you suffer. Now, you know, it's actually, it gets painful.
Well, and when you were mentioning that AI and human creativity, so what you're saying is that AI, or are you saying that AI can dampen our own human creativity?
I think it can, and I know some people who are working on trying to teach it to have a sense of what empathy is or what sensitivity is, and more of the right brain kinds of consciousness. But I don't, it's almost like people are so fascinated by the cool new thing that, oh yeah, it can write my term paper for me. Oh, it can create this artwork for me. Oh, it can do this for me. My email, you know, letter, newsletters, all this stuff, and draw art for me. It's like, wait a minute, you know, we're not internalizing and asking our own high-level intuition and creativity to bring it straight through to us directly. And I think that's an atrophying of that imagination muscle. If it's going to be used for functional things, great. Just saves us some time. But again, even ordinary stupid tasks we do every day, having to make phone calls or go to over email, if you just slow down and drop into the present moment all the way, you can shift something that seems boring, taxing, you know, into something that has, that you can empower to be interesting. You can empower yourself to do things in a way that is creative. Because every single moment of our life is the soul making it happen, I believe. And a lot of that, if we could get rid of a lot of the old beliefs and fears and habits that we hold from the left brain and clear those, and that's a lot of what's happening today, by the way, you know, clearing ourselves of clutter, of old ideas, of other people's ideas that aren't even ours, of fears and our ways that we handle fear. But when you clear it, more of your own soul comes through. More of that high, high, superconscious level knowledge comes through. And so that's part of what I've written about, you know, in that book Transparency that I wrote, is how do we learn to become really clear? And you don't have to hide or defend ourselves, but we can be of high frequency and be safe and joyful. You know, I guess I've wandered a little bit in the answer.
No, haven't at all. you're giving me and our audience so many things to think about and to really apply in our own lives. For this process of clearing ourselves, are there some techniques or tools that you would like to share with our audience that have worked for you and can work for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when something comes up that is an old fear belief or a way that you think things have to be, part of what I've learned to do is practice, notice what you're noticing. Like, really pay attention in the present moment to what is surfacing now and my reaction to it or response to it? Do I have a fear reaction where I pull away or close down and contract and then get righteous about it, you know, in some kind of defensive way? Or can I take a breath and let it soften and open up, and then I can look at it clearly from my soul self point of view and see, well, where did this come? How did I get this? How did I develop this way of thinking? And I can get perspective on it. And then I realize, well, wait a minute, this isn't the way I like to feel. I have a choice. But it means you have to slow down, you know, and really kind of penetrate into things in the moment. And it also means you have to have a choice to feel good, to feel a certain way. And I don't mean to suppress negative things. But to me now, everything that comes to me, even if it's a snag or it seems like a problem, it's not. It's a gift that it furthers my evolution and clarity. If I allow it and, you know, connect with it, it has a message for me. And if I deal with it, you know, face to face, head on, I grow, you know. So I've kind of, part of it is reframing the thing that occurs for us. And then not making declarative statements about, hey, I'm just a person who can't handle blah, 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 you know, or I don't like it when people do this, you know, and stop labeling things and then experience them as energy. And part of what you can do sometimes is when you say, I don't do that, then you could do the exact opposite thing and say, well, I like to do that. What would I be like if I liked it or if I didn't bother me? And you turn immediately into this other kind of person. And once you get a felt sense of that positive side of things, it makes it easier to do it. You know, and it makes it less, you don't want to be in the negative state of mind more than you have to. And you notice it when it comes up more easily then. Because this is one of the things I ask myself to let go of. A year or so ago, I decided that I would stop my deprivation thinking. Because, you know, and it made me frugal, and I want to be grateful, and I want to be generous, and I want to be compassionate and open. And I just don't want to think that there isn't enough, you know. And so it's not like I thought maybe I'll try doing this. You know, it's like maybe I'll lose 10 pounds. You know, it's like, no, I chose. I made a decision. I am doing this. And after that, I got all these experiences that came to me that were like, you want to, how about this one? What do you feel about this? And I started to be able to recognize those things and then reframe them. And imagine myself without them. And then what happens is it gets easy to get out of those old patterns. They almost like drop off your shoulder like a shawl or a mantle of something that you were carrying around your shoulders. And you just drop it to the floor and it's gone. It's like I've noticed this now so easily that more and more of my old karma or negative patterns or feelings of like this is a lesson I need to learn, those things have dissolved, and that's part of the new frequencies, what's happening to people. So, you know, there used to be linear processes we had to go through, like therapy for 10 years or something, in order to try to clear ourselves. But now things are becoming more and more instantaneous, even instantaneous healing. I don't know if you've seen that, but I have. Quite a bit now.
Yes, I have, and I on the healing side, just like I was taking a walk, and all of a sudden I felt some pain in on the side of my knee, and I thought, oh, this is probably going to potentially not be good as I'm walking, but I just let that thought go away, and I thought, I'm just going to keep walking and have this just be fine. And within minutes, the pain not only dissipated, I mean, it completely went away. And then I was able to continue walking just fine.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing, too. I have a friend who has had fibromyalgia for many years, and the weather brings it on and all that. It's very painful for her. And we were talking, and she's coming out as more of an intuitive person and letting herself be seen in the public. But she had other previous experiences of persecution and almost violence at times in other lifetimes. You don't need to have that as a reminder anymore. You're really beyond it at this time. You don't have to have that karma. It's not even real for you. And she said, "Oh, okay." And she dropped it. She said, "I don't need it. I don't need this reminder of my old pains because I don't live in that world anymore." And she literally changed overnight. And it has not come back. It is gone. And that's what I mean. It's like stuff that's like science fiction or almost is really happening now.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar, you deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Penny, what you've just shared is very interesting to me, that, and I think it would be to anyone who's listening right now, is the possibility that that we can actually release karma.
Yes. Well, when you think about it, especially from the soul's point of view, you realize that there are things that we did in other lifetimes, and I absolutely believe and feel long strings of many lifetimes in the three-dimensional world. It's kind of like an adventure we all decided to come on and come in here and do it. But, of course, we make mistakes here because of the illusion of separation of everything. Like there's an outside world that's dangerous and it can hurt us and people can hurt us and we have to defend ourselves. And so fear and separation causes a lot of pain and suffering. And then those ideas get locked down in the subconscious, and then we find ways to try to avoid or do or fix all those misperceptions and old painful experiences. So I think that at this point, karma has kind of become like a mechanism to help us remember that, oh, I want to really, you know, learn kindness toward that person who was my enemy at one time, who I was scared of. I want to offer generosity to that person because that's the way I am as a soul. We're starting to remember ourselves as souls, not just as personalities. And that thing to us, it helps us remember that in the spiritual realm, there's really no time in a way. It's everything's interconnected. It's all at once. And the whole force of the glue of it is love and joy and mutual support. And I think that as we reach higher frequencies like we are now, we're coming into that kind of consciousness and remembering who we really are. And then the golden rule starts to really make sense, you know. And so then it's like we're eclipsing the old need for karma. You know, I don't have to remind myself to be nice to my sister this time around because I just really like her. You know, like I really actually don't feel that anymore. No jealousy, no whatever it was, you know, distrust. It's all there, and I know how I want to be. And so that karma, any karma that's related to ways of protecting myself, I don't need it. And when you truly realize that you don't need the fear behaviors, that you're fine because when you're present in your as your soul, in the truth of the way consciousness and energy actually function, you're safe. You know, and you start trusting that everything that happens is evolutionary. It's for you. But back in the olden days, you know, we didn't really know that unless we were some monk in a cave or something, you know. So it is possible to just be free of those debts, you know, karmic debts, they say. I owe somebody something, or I want to develop this thing in myself. Or I will let those people who owed me something, I'll let them be with me for a while so they can work it out with me, and then they'll leave. You know, there's all kinds of ways that those old patterns show up in our present life.
I've heard that when we make our transition from this lifetime into the non-physical, that we go through a life review, and can you speak a little bit about that from your perspective, and whether we can perhaps do the life review before we get to the non-physical?
Yeah, I sure can. Because last year I had a very sudden heart issue, and I had to have open heart surgery. One day I got up and used my intuition. I didn't feel quite right, and I went to urgent care, and they sent me to the ER, and the ER admitted me to cardiac ICU the same day. And I'm like,
wow.
What? What happened? Well, my mitral valve blew open, and I'd had no symptoms. And so anyway, I had open-heart surgery. But I didn't have an out-of-body experience or anything weird. I just felt incredibly lucky all the time, and I didn't know why. But after I got home and I was recovering, because I felt like during the surgery, I accessed, like I went out, but I accessed a huge, huge amount of knowledge out in the higher spheres, and that I had encompassed it, but I couldn't remember it. And so as I started the actual recovery at home, I started remembering things, or things that would just show up, and I'd say, oh, that's the way that works. Oh, this is what. So one night I'm sitting on my sofa watching TV, and I have the life review suddenly occurring as a vision. It's like from the center of my mind out to the left, to the past, I saw this little film strip almost, but it was alive, like a living line of action. And it went all the way back to when I was like 2 or 3 years old and my mother was telling me about reincarnation. And I thought, I was going, uh-huh, sure, yeah. You know, and then I saw how everything that happened laid the way and opened the pathway for the next thing to happen, which laid the way for the next thing to happen, so that I would develop myself into the skill set that I needed to, that I wanted for my work in this life. And when I saw the engineering of this thing, I was astounded that how much cooperation there was from all beings, how my tendency to, I would say, be selfish and choose what I liked and reject what didn't feel right, or, you know, like I always was bored and curious and kept moving on and get out of one thing that didn't hold any energy and into the next thing, that trained me, and that there were so many things that developed the skill set that I was just astounded. And and then I thought, wow, this could make a great book, you know. And then I said, you know what, but I'm not that interested in it anymore. That's a great story, and it's not really who I am. And in the present moment, I realized I am this kind of white hole or opening for stuff to come in and come through, and I'm just what I am in the moment. And all of that, yes, those were moments. And I saw that I could go back into any one of them. I actually did go back into one, and I was there in it. Like back in the old days before computers, when you had to do mailings by hand and, you know, and fold and,
yes,
and all that. There I was doing a mailing in a stupid, ordinary moment. And I was doing it without protest because that's the way you do it. Yeah, so that life reviews are so helpful. You know, and it does show you where you could have made a mistake or speeded things up or gotten the message.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Penny, this is so fascinating to me. everything that you're talking about, and I think possibly one of the things that you're sharing is maybe that as humans in this lifetime, as beings, soul beings, that we can learn to trust the flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think what happens is you start to realize when you use intuition, when you start becoming very aware of the frequency shifts, which are coming quite rapidly. It's almost like waves, and they do come into you. And if you don't know what's happening, it intensifies everything, and it can make you high-strung, or it can make you very sleepy, or you feel you're trying to go too fast, and you get all these snags, and you have to stop and slow down, and you know, it's like an irregularity often, until you realize, oh, it's another wave, and then you let your left brain get out of the way, so that your body knows what to do, how to shift energy to a higher frequency. And so sometimes taking a nap is a good idea. But anyway, that's part of the flow. And when you learn then that you can trust that flow and then go with it, you stay, what phase are you in? Is it something's pushing on you and it's too much and you need to relax so that it can come through? Okay, take a nap. If another time you get an insistent idea that says, you know, like I got for my next book, you have to write a book on this next. And I'm like, what? And then it won't let you go. And then you follow that. And it's just right. And if you start noticing that you take action on the things that show up for you when they do, the sequencing is always just right. And protesting, it just stops the flow. You know, being resistant, being angry, being in negative emotion, it just stops the flow of the good stuff that wants to happen for you. And the second part of flow is, I feel like what it really is the collective consciousness of all beings, including you, who are doing a kind of co-creation for all beings. We all create for us all what's needed next. Because if you clear yourself, then it makes it easier for me and vice versa. So if I get the idea that I want to write a book on such and such, and I say, okay, then everybody wanted me to write that book so I can give it out to more people who need that book. You know, it's like, and it's fun for me. And it's win-win-win. So with the flow, you start to get this idea of the collective consciousness, which then puts you in a cooperative frame of mind, you know? And then you start trusting more and more and more. Things are not against you. And that is the great power of it, I think.
And as you, when you were saying that you take action on what's coming to you, and you let go of the, oh, I can't do that, or I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
This also reminds me that in terms of manifestation, in terms of creating what we desire in life, would you share just a little bit about how you've seen creativity happening, manifestation happening?
Yeah, it is related. I think it's part of the art of attention. Not intention, but attention, which is in the present moment. To create something, you place attention on it and in it. You almost become one with it. You love it. You flesh it out in your mind, in your imagination, so that your body gets a sense of it. And as soon as the body can feel it as real, it will become real. And you can unmaterialize, dematerialize things that are in the way or done with by taking attention out of things and getting bored with them. And then really just moving on and letting them go back into the unified field as basic energy again. So so they don't have to be formed. These things that were in form can be unformed. But when you place attention on something, it drops the frequency and they come into form. And so you don't have to use willpower, but loving attention on whatever it is. If it's money, love it. It's a being, you know. If you want a new computer, love it. It wants you. If you want it, it wants you. And so a lot of it is changing from willpower and force and intention and futurizing things to bringing everything into the present moment with you and then imagining it so clearly and lovingly that it will just kind of almost show up out of the ethers. And sometimes, you know how they say, the universe handles the logistics. You say what you want and know that you want it, and you'll start receiving it. And sometimes by odd means, you know, it's not always logical.
I've noticed that exact thing. things happen, but not in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that they would happen the way they happen.
Yes. I was working at my computer the other day, and I saw off to my left slightly a pile of money, of bills, a little pile, like an inch and a half high or something, in a sepia-toned kind of vision. And then I saw more bills fluttering down from the sky and going onto the pile, and just a continuous stream. And I thought, oh, I'm being taken care of. That's what came to mind. Oh, look, I'm being taken care of. And then I took my attention off of it, and it paused. And I put my attention back on it, and it kept on going. And I've kept that vision now next to me for a while. Like, a lot of things that you need are fluttering in because, you know, you kind of deserve it. You asked for it. You need it. Or other people need you to have it, or, you know, whatever it is. And I just took that as a sign, and I relaxed with it, you know. But I think also part of it is just really feeling lucky, realizing you are so lucky. We're lucky to have a lifetime, to be here now, to go through this incredible time on Earth of clarification and cleansing and shifting. It's amazing. And yet it seems on the surface that it's difficult and negative. But that's just the clearing part that we're all in. You know, it's just a temporary time.
So when we look at what's going on outside of our little sphere, we see so much discord and polarization, all these things that don't feel loving and, mm-hmm. and good. Maybe you could talk about that in just a minute.
I would love to.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday Night Just Got Better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
You know, Richard, what you said is just so important, because it is the chaos, the upsets, the changes, they're very disorienting to so many people right now. The way I see it is that as the frequency increases on the planet, it stirs everything up. And all of the old subconscious memories we have that are based in fear and, you know, the old human belief in pain and suffering, and those things are coming up to the surface because they can't be stored anymore down at that low frequency, because that low frequency is not part of the normal Earth anymore. So it comes up from the subconscious into the conscious mind, which is daily reality. It's the current events on the news. And so we're seeing a lot of people going through tremendous upsets and the fears surfacing, and they don't know how to clear the fear. And it gets really, really upsetting for so many people, and they can get sick, they can commit suicide, you know, they just can say, it's too much for me, I don't know if I can handle it, maybe it's better if I just leave now and go and come back in another lifetime. But a lot of people are seeking therapy and helping and working with healing, and there's a huge movement of that now, of people who do know how to handle this clearing. But we're seeing, as that huge collective subconscious mind starts opening, that we see it in politics. We see basically polarization. Because with fear, you have a pro or con view of almost anything. You know, it's always two parts that are opposed to each other. And that is the old way of thinking. I've got to be this way or else that'll happen to me. That's the way we protect ourselves. But as you raise frequency, you realize by being your true self and in the love and in the universal laws, the way they actually do function, that you are safe. And you don't have to fight, and you don't have to protect and hide. But that is what is happening for a lot of people now, is that fear is surfacing, and the way they handle fear is through control, wanting things to be the way they used to be, having everybody be like you so you don't have to deal with the unknown. And it's kind of like the way we're going back to the 1950s in a way at this point. But there's no surprise. There's no growth. It's not fun. It's a contraction, basically, of back into the old, back into the tight, controlled kind of realities. And the fact is, if you choose that path and you keep going into contraction, you will not be able to survive very well in this constantly accelerating reality, which it hasn't stopped and it's not going to. You have to let go, open up, adapt, trust, clear. Remember who you really are. You're the soul. You're not a vulnerable personality overwhelmed by the world. You know. And so I think what's happening now is that we're the ego is that part of us that is attached to the left brain that wants to have everything all delineated and defined and safe and everything. And the ego is going through a period of ego death, which just means it's giving up its role as being the you know, the Holy Father and the controller and the dictator and the, you know, the boss, and letting go and letting the right brain and the intuition and the soul come through with spiritual truth, which is easy and harmonious and works. And then those old systems are having to transfer over to the new. So we're in a time of chaos, yeah. It's partly that those of us who are working with bringing light and hope and knowledge in really are getting activated, because so many people need perspective right now, a good perspective. You know what I mean? Because you publish books about this all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it will pass. It's not like there's going to have to be wars or confrontations of polarities, because I know how spirit works, and I do believe that it has already started. It makes little nudges, sideways nudges, to change the flow of the flow, you know, so that people can start to get different perspectives, that certain things that you thought were powerful actually aren't that powerful, things that you thought were weak and vulnerable become the powerful things, the true things, and people's minds can be shifted. And that's what I see happening now, very strongly in the last few months. And it will continue, because I don't believe there has to be undue pain and suffering or undue death. Honestly, I think that people can be rescued, be saved, be opened by common sense. And common sense now is spiritual truth.
your book, Frequency, the Power of Personal Vibration, the new edition of it, is something that I think everyone will get value from. And it's just amazing, as you've been talking, I've been taking notes, and these are notes that I want to keep and look at over and over, because I mean, you really allow hope to stand and fear to disappear, that the clearing that we can all do. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we close today?
Yeah, well, the new edition has an entire new chapter, and at the end, which is what are the new frequency dynamics? What's happening now due to the fact that frequency has been increasing since, when did this book come out, 2009 or something? And so that's a description of a lot of the more things that I haven't talked about today, plus the fact there's a new preface, there's a new introduction that I wrote, and three new appendices where I took all of the inspired frequency messages and put them all together in one place, all of the exercises, experiential exercises, they're all in one place, and I pulled out 60 real inspirational quotes from the book that are, you know, you could go there and open it to an oracle and read one, you know, whatever you get that day, you know. So I think it's going to be a lot more usable. And I think, you know, people are opening up all the time, and it's having its second wind. It's, you know, I think it's going to be a book. And I'm grateful to you all for publishing it.
Well, we are more than grateful for you and for your trust in us to help bring your messages out to the world, because they can provide so much guidance and so much help as people transition this increased frequency of the earth, and as their own soul starts to grow. So thank you so much. And Penny's book is available everywhere that books are sold, and through Beyond Words as well. And thank you, Penny, for everything that you've shared today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Truly, truly my pleasure.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.